Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Football in H-Town is on the rise.
I love D'Amico Ryans, man. I tell you what.
H-Town, I'm back.
Our guy, B. Scott, has all the latest from the gridiron.
I don't see no bitches nowhere around here.
It's time for your weekly Texans report.
You ain't laying down for nobody.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right, as B. Scott is live in the building there at Buffalo Wild Wings Park Row in Katy. Go on out, say what's up to B. Scott and the fellas. Grab some great wings, grab you some drinks, some food. They got a great menu there. Go out, enjoy yourself, and have a good time. B. Scott, good to hear from you on a big, big, big Wednesday ahead of a huge game against the Colts. And I'm curious from you how big this is to you. Is this a must-win game to you?
No, it's not a must-win game. Look, I would like to win the game, but I think the larger picture is that you're on a race to four. Like y'all were talking about this earlier in the week, how many games do you need? What do you need to do to get in? And it really is a race to four. Like four out of the next six games is what you need. Now, would it be great to start off with one, to not go 0-1 in that race to four? Yeah, that would be great. But do I think you absolutely have to have this game to get in the playoffs? No. You could lose this game, still beat Kansas City, still beat the Raiders, still beat the Chargers, and still beat the Cardinals, and still have a chance to get into the playoffs. So I don't think this is a must-win game as much as I would like to get it.
Yeah, I think the Chargers – the Raiders and the Cardinals are must-win games. I think when you look at the Chargers and the Chiefs, you've got to get one of those at least. And I would argue that it'd be better if you get both. It'd be even better if you get those wins over either of the Indianapolis wins. So
it's no question about it. Yeah. Like both of those games are more valuable because of how your schedule plays out and where you set up now in the standings. So you're much more likely. Like we can want to win the division all you want. You can hate the Indianapolis Colts all you want. But if you just want to look at the math of it, you are still more likely to be a wild card team than anything else. And the wild card teams that are in your that you control your destiny against are the Chiefs and the Chargers.
Yep.
So just the math of it dictates that those are the more valuable games. So you absolutely want to get those as much as you want to get this one coming up.
Yeah, you got to beat the two teams that you're significantly better than, and then ideally you got to get the two teams that are in the wild card running with you, or at least it looks like they're in the wild card running with you. Who knows what's going to happen in these other divisions and who could end up down there. But I think it's in our best interest if teams that are in the lead stay in the lead, and teams that are in our conversation, in the wild card conversation, those records continue to fall.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we don't need New England coming back to Buffalo. We don't need Baltimore to come back to Pittsburgh. We don't need Indy to come back to Jacksonville. And because all that means is we're fighting for teams that are already sitting at eight wins right now.
Yeah.
So it's better off if those teams run away with it and they – they lessen the pool of wild card teams.
Yeah, and you're honestly just – you're rooting against every team that's good that's in the wild card race or in your division. So, like, the Colts, you want them to lose games. Of course, you want the – you obviously want the Chiefs to lose games. You want the Chargers to lose games. And so that's where you are. Those are the most valuable games at this point because that's where you are in the standings.
Well, you did you say Colts or did you say Chiefs?
Yeah, all of them. So that,
well,
so,
I don't want the Colts. I mean, other than our games head to head, like outside of head to head games.
That's what, and that's what I'm saying because those games factor into your pursuit to four.
Yeah,
those are two of your next six games.
We need the Colts to beat the Jaguars.
The Colts can beat the Jaguars.
I still got to believe that division, man. I don't want to give up on that.
See,
winning the division.
That's the thing. I think winning the division is kind of immaterial at this point. The point is actually trying to get in and playing the odds, and you need some combination of 4-2. It doesn't really matter what combination of the 4-2 you get, as far as the teams that are like the highest. So like, okay, the Colts and the Chiefs and the Chargers. Those are the teams that are in contention. So those are the teams that you absolutely need to beat in that pursuit to 4-2. That's basically the way it goes. Ideally, you would split between the Colts and split between the Chargers and the Chiefs, and you get in. You got like a 70-something percent chance of getting in. That's the route. And that's the most realistic route, right? You beat the cookie cutters. You beat the Cardinals and the Raiders of the world. But then at the very least, you split with the Colts. And you split with the Chiefs and the Chargers. Win one of the two of both of those sets of games.
You think that gets them in?
And they get you in. That gives you literally a 74% chance, yep, of getting in. There are still some factors that could get you out, but that gives you a 74% chance of getting in. So that's what you need to do to take care of business.
What do you think about the likelihood of C.J. Stroud playing? I mean, you cover this thing as close as anybody. You're down there quite a bit. D'Amico Ryans, to me, this seems like the D'Amico Ryan that's got to remind himself that, hey, man, we haven't announced that CJ's back yet, so let me add this little caveat of if he plays every time I talk. Do you think it's that, or do you think there's still a chance that he don't play?
So, honestly, I would be shocked if he didn't play, Clint.
Yeah, I agree.
But the fact that we've gotten this far and he's not out of the concussion protocol and we're still kind of dancing around the conversation, it feels like, is, and so today, apparently, he's a full participant in practice. But the fact that we got this far in the game does make me a little bit concerned about like what his effectiveness might be on Sunday night. Like once they get to the game, is he limited in any way? Are there any effects, any kind of rust? I am concerned about his actual performance more so than his availability. I think he's going to play. I'm just a little bit more so worried about the fact that it took 3 weeks for him to get out of the concussion protocol. And what exactly does that mean?
For you, B. Scott joins us as he does each and every Wednesday with his Texans report. What for you is the thing that you want to see continuing the most when CJ returns?
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Oh, the Jaden Higgins emergence,
yeah,
right? Like, okay, so if the plan is to cheat toward Nico Collins' side, or to for the
which
game
Buffalo
plan,
showed us
Right.
I mean, not that every team hadn't shown us, but Buffalo damn sure showed you exactly what that looks like.
Exactly. Now, as y'all were talking about earlier in the hour, of course, the Colts have the corners that have both the size and the ability to match up with these wideouts, right? But I would also implore C.J. Stroud to trust those one-on-one matchups, because you also have the wide receivers that can go up against those guys, and Nico Collins, and I believe Jaden Higgins, as you were mentioning, Clint, someone that plays even bigger than that, as somebody that they can go to, something that is like newfound money in this offense. So if there's anything, obviously, like the poise and some of the clutch plays that we've seen from Davis Mills, obviously you want to see those types of things from C.J. Stroud as well. I feel like we have seen those things in the past, so I'm not like not expecting to see those things. But as far as like a revelation, something that we hadn't seen before or hadn't seen as much of, it's the Jaden Higgins emergence. It's the continuous emergence of sort of a Jalen Noel, getting him involved. We saw even a Christian Kirk get involved in the last game. If they found something in that, I want to see more of that.
We will look. The Texans got a big matchup Sunday with the Indianapolis Colts. Brandon Scott of Sports Radio 610 joining us. B. Scott, how do you feel about this defense? No longer, by the way, number one in points allowed. The Rams have taken over by .2 points, I believe. I think we are 16.5 and they're 16.3 per game. I think that's right.
It's pretty good company to be in, though.
Yeah, but no longer the leader. Just thought I'd point that out. But how do you feel about the Colts' offense and what they bring to the table? We all know that our defense is great, but maybe they hadn't seen this type of challenge yet, this kind of balanced attack yet, or just really what you're feeling about the Colts and our defense standing up to the test.
So, to me, this is an interesting storyline from the Colts' perspective, because if you talk to people in Indianapolis, they are livid, and we're here at Buffalo Wild Wings and Katy right now where they're re-showing this game that the Colts and the Chiefs played on Sunday. They are livid at the fact that you had a fourth quarter where Jonathan Taylor touched the ball exactly two times. He had one carry, and they passed the ball to him once, but they had the lead in the fourth quarter, the lead 20-9 in the fourth quarter, and their best player, Jonathan Taylor we're talking about, arguably the best running back in football, touched the ball all of two times. Now, Seth Payne has been on here in the mornings talking about how Shane Steichen doesn't like to run Jonathan Taylor when other teams stack the box.
So they
dared him to do it. And so what is the Texans' strategy going to be there? Are they going to say, hey, look, we're going to dare Daniel Jones? And they got some pretty good wideouts. They got some pretty good options. I would honestly argue, when Daniel Jones is right, this offense doesn't really have any weaknesses when he's playing well.
I'll agree.
But if you can, I would say the strategy would be to force Daniel Jones to beat you. And if he does, then to tip your cap. But to go all in on limiting Jonathan Taylor and daring Shane Steichen to continue to call run plays against a stack box, which we know he is reluctant to do, and say, hey, we're gonna force the quarterback who hasn't been as good over the last few weeks, who nobody really believes is really that good, as they were talking about him earlier in the season, we're going to force that guy to beat us, as opposed to Jonathan Taylor, who we know is a known commodity and somebody that we know is a great player.
Brandon Scott with this Texans report. B. Scott, in this game, we just talked about the offense and a lot of the things that they could do. How many points do you think it's going to take to win this game for the Texans?
So I actually picked the Texans to win this game 30-27. Do Woo! I think it's necessarily going to take 30? No, because I think you got a defense that can hold. I was talking about this last week. They scored 23 points. And if they had scored, if the Texans had scored 23 points in every game that they played this year, they'd be 10-1. That's the type of defense that you're playing right now. So do I think it's going to take 30 points necessarily to win this game? No, but that's just my pick, 30-27. I think you can win it with less than that.
Boy, you feeling good as Thanksgiving, ain't you?
Yeah, man, let's Ooh, go. Boy.
I mean, somebody's going to score 27 on our defense, and our offense is going to score 30. I mean, those would both be highs.
Those would both be highs, but I could see them both happening because of what this Colts offense is capable of. But fair. I also think that the Texans offense has shown you enough, and you add the element of C.J. Stroud, if they can get this done with their backup quarterback, who we know is limited, what could they do with their starting quarterback if he's right. Now, that's a question in and of itself.
Well,
how is CJ going to be affected by this concussion? I don't know the answer to that. But assuming that he's right, I don't see why the Texans can't go out there and score 30 points.
You clearly feel good about it, because I'm going to tell you right now, if the Texans offense goes out there and scores 30, the narrative in Houston changes drastically.
They scored 23 against a Buffalo defense that wasn't very good, and they didn't do anything in the second half.
Yeah, no, look, I'm not saying you're crazy. I'm just saying that if it happens, the whole Davis Mills, C.J. Stroud thing is dumber than everybody thought it was. And that 0-3 start is way, way back in that rearview mirror. And the Texans are going to have to be taken. They're going to have to be like the most dangerous team, you know, on the fringe, if you will, of playoff kind of deal.
I think based on the defense alone, they're already kind of on that along that rim,
yeah,
right? Like they're already a team that you don't want to play because they can muck up a game the way that they can defensively.
I'm going to tell you what, B. Scott. I'm not going to say it's crazy, but it's aggressive. And for me, I'll just be honest. If the Colts score 27, I feel like the Texans are in trouble. We'll see. I know CJ is coming back, but I'm thinking if the Texans win, that score has got to be a little bit kept down a little bit more than that range. But we'll see. Big game coming up. B. Scott, we appreciate you. Hang out, man. Have you a couple of pops, man. Get you some wings or something and hang out with
the fried pickles or martini, man. I'm going to have a good time.
Hey, go ahead.
Fried pickles and martinis. How you like that mix up right there, baby?
Don't put me in the box.
5 o'clock fire coming up next. We'll give you the Texans and the Colts injury report. Rockets got a big one tonight against the team that ended their season, and the latest on Lane Kiffin. That's coming up next.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.